Welcome to another episode of All in San Diego, the podcast that highlights the people and places that make San Diego awesome. We're your hosts, AJ and Sarah.
For a lot of locals, summer just isn't summer without at least one trip to SeaWorld.
And SeaWorld knows this. That's why they always do an amazing job at freshening things up for the summer. They add new shows, new attractions. There are so many things to check out. In the next 15 minutes, we're going to get you totally up to speed on everything they have in store for you this summer. And listen closely because we're also going to give you a chance to get your hands on a free 4-pack of tickets.
So let's dive right in. AJ and I headed to SeaWorld and tracked down someone who's totally qualified to give you the full rundown of all the summer fun.
My name is Tyler Carter, and I'm the Vice President of Operations here at SeaWorld San Diego.
This episode is all about summertime, and that's one of the amazing things SeaWorld's able to do is make every season special, give San Diegans reasons to go over and over again. So give us an overview of summer at SeaWorld.
Yeah, so we are super excited. We just launched our Electric Ocean, which is going to be our summer kind of overlay for the park. We have an all-new stunt show, Adrenaline, which we feature six nights a week. We have Electro Blast, which is a live percussion show that we also feature six nights a week. You can end your night every single night with Club Seaglow. It's a fun little dance party at the front of the park. And then we close the park with a 45-minute laser reef show. In addition to that, every Saturday we have live concerts, except for July 2nd. So every other one, though, we've got a concert here for you, included with admission. And then every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we do have our Ignite Fireworks show, which is a high-energy, exciting show.
Woo-wee! That is so much. Tell us about the club nights that you were talking about. Like, expand on that a little bit.
Sure, yeah. So every night we've got a live DJ, live host that is going to host Club Seaglow. It's right at the Sky Tower lawn near the front of the park. It's high-energy music. It's about 4 to 5 hours of dancing, fun. Our characters are involved. It's a great time. Live performers. It's amazing.
And what does the dance floor look like? Is it just teenagers? Is it families?
It's everyone. If you can dance, you should be there on the dance floor. Kids, adults. I'm there almost every night. So much fun.
It's amazing as you pull up to SeaWorld. I've lived out here for a very long time. And it used to be, you knew you were close when you saw the Sky Tower. That was your one. Now there are rides everywhere. You feel like you're pulling up to a thrill ride park. Tell us about some of the rides and what people can look forward to riding when they get here.
Yeah, so we just opened in March of this year, Emperor, our all-new floorless dive coaster here at the park. It's the tallest, largest, longest, fastest floorless dive coaster here in California. It's actually themed after our Emperor Penguin, which you can only find here at SeaWorld San Diego, only spot in North America. So that just opened. I've been on it at least 100 times. I think we should probably go on it later today.
Yeah, we should.
Such a blast. But in addition, we also have a few other bigger coasters. We have Electric Eel, which is another launch coaster. We have Manta, which is another launch coaster that's more for younger kids in the family, Journey to Atlantis. But then we also have a whole kids section. So we have our Sesame Street Bay of Play, which is going to have three kids rides over there. We've got Ocean's Explorer, which is going to have four rides geared for the kids as well. So really, any age group, if you want to go on a ride, we have something for you.
I love that you have something for the younger kids because everybody wants to feel like they're being brave and going on a roller coaster. Manta is a great place to start. But you mentioned something about a floorless coaster. I can't even imagine what that is. What does that mean?
I did. So it's our new one, Emperor. Again, it's probably one of the best coasters I've ever been on. So literally, you're sitting in, you're strapped in. And then the floor goes away, your feet are dangling the whole ride, and it's thrilling, exciting.
Hoo-wee! That is awesome. We're posting this episode in June, so it's kind of the beginning of the summer, and this is the time when people start going on social media and asking, hey, where can I see some good fireworks on the 4th of July? Because they aren't from here, they don't realize you don't have to limit it to the 4th of July. You've got them all the time here at SeaWorld.
You do, yes. So we have them every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then special on 4th of July, we have an extended fireworks show, multiple viewing areas in the park. We have some that are hosted with a live DJ. We're ready for the party to be here on 4th of July.
Give us some pro tips for that. What should people know about experiencing the fireworks here this summer?
Sure, absolutely. I recommend always keeping up to date with our SeaWorld app and the SeaWorld website. We have the fireworks 10 minutes before park closing every single night that we're having fireworks. Best view of it is going to be towards the back of the park by Wild Arctic. We also have a beer garden that has a great view of the fireworks as well.
It sounds like SeaWorld this summer has something for everyone, starting from the time you open all the way until closing. Is there a better time to come? Like if you've got younger kids, come earlier in the day. If you've got older kids, come later.
Yeah, I think the great part with how we have our summer arrangement set up is really whatever time of day you come, we'll have animal presentations spread out through the day. We'll have our new exciting summer activations like Adrenaline, our stunt show, our Electro Blast live percussion. So really any time of day you come, we'll have something ready for you. I always recommend, though, download the SeaWorld app. because in there you'll have a full detailed show schedule of the day when we're doing animal feedings, when we have trainer talks, when we have our animal presentations, when we have character meet and greets. All of that is in the app for you.
We've become big fans of apps as we've been doing this podcast because it is really the way to go into a place like SeaWorld with a plan. Because you want to see the things you want to see. And if we want to see the percussion show you keep referencing, is that something where they're just walking through the park and you have to leave it to luck? Or is that a show you go to and sit down and watch it?
It is a sit-down show. So again, that will be in our show schedule as well. We have 4 shows a day on weekdays and 5 shows on the weekends. It's about a 22-minute show in our Mission Bay Theater. So you just got to grab a seat for it, but it's an amazing show. You can see it multiple times.
It sounds like you might have to come to SeaWorld multiple times this summer to do all this amazing stuff.
You do, and come visit me every day. I'm ready. We can go on Emperor. You can do a percussion show. You can meet our Sesame characters. There's something different every day, and it's always exciting.
There you have it, straight from the Vice President of Operations. But don't worry, you don't have to remember everything Tyler just shared. Just be sure to download the SeaWorld app into your phone, and you'll have everything you need right in the palm of your hand.
Tyler mentioned the all-new stunt show, Adrenaline, and we'd like to introduce you to the star of the show. Now, you may have seen her doing amazing stunts on some of the biggest talent competitions on TV, and now you can see her all summer long at SeaWorld. Annalise Knock, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be in San Diego all summer here at SeaWorld.
Well, it's been an interesting road to SeaWorld for you. You've been on America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, and the Go Big Show, and now we get you all summer long. How does all of that experience contribute to what we're going to see on stage at Adrenaline at SeaWorld?
So I come from 8 generations of adrenaline junkies, hence the name Adrenaline. But growing up, I always saw men doing their really crazy and daring stunts. And I was always a little jealous. I'm like, why aren't the girls doing that? So once I got old enough, I just decided, you know what? There's no reason I can't try to do what they're doing. So that's kind of how I set out on this journey that first led me to America's Got Talent, then Britain's Got Talent, then the Go Big Show. So when this opportunity came to perform at SeaWorld all summer, I was just so excited because I think like many, many people, I grew up, you know, thinking SeaWorld was the most amazing place in the world.
Well, you said you wanted to show the world that women could do these stunts, but you didn't just specialize. You didn't just say, okay, I'm going to do the tightrope or something. You do so many different things. What does it take to learn all these different skills that we're going to see at SeaWorld this summer?
So I have a background in gymnastics, but I also grew up with a father who is, you know, one of the most well-known daredevils, you know, in the world right now. So I had a little bit of an upper hand with having an amazing coach. So like anything, so I walk a high wire that's 50 feet in the air, but I didn't start at 50 feet in the air. I started at 1 foot off the ground. And I think the most important thing was treating that 1 foot tall wire with the same respect that I would a 50 foot or 150 foot sky wire. My dad always said success is preparation meeting opportunity. So I don't know. That's just how I've kind of wound up where I am today.
There's so much to do at SeaWorld. That's one of the things we locals know. Once we get in there, we have to decide how we're going to allocate our time to have the most fun. Tell people why they need to squeeze adrenaline into their day. Describe the show a little bit for us.
It is an action-packed daredevil thrill show that just happens to feature me. So we're doing all things in the sky, basically. So we have high wire walks. We have these things called sway poles where we're swaying in the sky, you know, 50 feet above the people's heads. We have a thing called a Wheel of Wonder. You guys might have seen that on America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent or the Go Big Show. So we just invite everyone to come on out. Like I said, there's endless amounts of fun at SeaWorld San Diego this year. And if you come on a weekend, my favorite part is we have a grand finale of an amazing fireworks show that you guys do not want to miss.
Good pro tip. Go on the weekends and work the fireworks into the experience. Thanks so much. We're so excited to have you be a part of our summer, and we're all going to get out and check out Adrenaline.
Thank you so much.
Of course, we can't talk about SeaWorld without talking about the animals. But first, we want to tell you how to win that 4-pack of tickets.
We're about to give you a code word that you can send to us one of 3 ways. You can DM us on Instagram or Facebook. On Instagram, we're at AllInSDPodcast, and on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/AJ and Sarah. Or if you want to go old school, you can email us by just going to allinsandiego.com, and we have a contact us button.
You ready? The code word is Emperor. like the insane new roller coaster that you can now ride at the park. Sarah, this thing is a monster.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
So send that code word Emperor to us on Instagram, Facebook, or email, and you'll be entered to win.
The winner will be randomly chosen on Friday, July 8th, and will be contacted by us. That password, one more time, is Emperor, E-M-P-E-R-O-R, Emperor.
Now, as we learned earlier, that roller coaster is named after SeaWorld's Emperor Penguins, which is some of the many fascinating animals you can see at the park. And of course, we couldn't go to SeaWorld without tracking down one of their wildlife experts.
My name is Eric Ochin, and my role is the Vice President of Zoological Operations.
All right. Summertime is just like the rest of the year when it comes to the animals, in the sense that there is a lot of them to see, a lot of shows to take in. What can people expect when they get out to SeaWorld this summer?
They are in for a pretty good treat over here at the park this year. We are putting in two new presentations, one at Sea Lion called Sea Lion and Otter Spotlight, and one at the Dolphin Area called Dolphin Adventures. Both are educational, fun, high energy. And of course, you got a little bit of emotion going into the dolphin one for sure. You know, a little close-up time with the dolphins, and they get the oohs and the ahs with the high jumps and splashing and things like that. And Sea Lions, you get a little bit of comedy. You know, you get the typical kind of laughs and stuff, but you still get a pretty good education on seals, sea lions, and otters.
Well, everybody loves the shows, but that's not the only way to experience animal life at SeaWorld. There's exhibits as well. Give us a little bit of insight into what the exhibits are this summer.
Yeah, so we have our all of our aquariums open for people to come and see and check out, you know, everything from little tiny clownfish all the way up to sharks. We have sea turtles, you know, all kinds of good, great stuff. Penguins, flamingos. And then one of the big things that we've got going on is the 25th anniversary of the Wild Arctic, which is a little bit, is kind of close to my heart because that's where I spent a lot of my career over at the Wild Arctic. You know, we opened it in 1997. It's great. There's the guests are in for a lot of different things to come and see this summer.
Do you have any insider tips, or is there maybe a great time to see a certain animal or an animal you should see right when you get to the park? I don't know. Any pro tips you can give us so that people can really maximize their wildlife experience while they're there?
You know, my favorite time of day is kind of the evening when it's the sun's going down a little bit. You know, it's not quite dark though, but the animals are kind of, a lot of them are a little more active. The orcas underwater, all the fish in the aquarium, of course. The birds kind of start to move around a little bit more. But the morning is great too, because you might catch some of the zoological specialists, you know, kind of finishing up cleaning or feeding, or catch them on a trainer talk. You know, we have trainer talks throughout the day at each of the exhibits, and guests can get right up close with a person that is actually right in there with the animals.
Great. Great tip. If you're planning your day on the app, like we've been talking about, plan on getting some animal time in either early when you first get there or as the sun's going down. Those are some prime times. No matter when you go, you're going to have a great time this summer. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us, Eric.
You got it.
And there you have it. You are now a SeaWorld expert.
Boy, the park really has changed a lot. It's always been fun, don't get me wrong, but there is so much to do now.
Yeah, I mean, if it's even been just a couple of years since you've been there, you're going to be blown away by how much there is that you haven't seen before.
I like watching people ride the new super thrill rides because I'm not a super thrill ride guy. And then I take my kids and go on Journey to Atlantis. That little waterfall drop, that's my jam. That's about my speed.
Don't underestimate it. I mean, you will get wet.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we're going to ask you to help us out with our next episode.
We're going to assemble the ultimate San Diego summer bucket list. So we want to know, what are some of your favorite either summer traditions or maybe new things you've heard of that you think every person or every family should do this summer to really get the most out of being a tourist in our own town? Send us all your ideas.
And if we do use your idea, we will give you a shout out in the episode and give you full credit for it. But yeah, we'd really like to get some really unique new things on our next episode, which will be that summer bucket list. Thanks for listening to this one. Have fun at SeaWorld, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.